The oldest high school in Alaska's capital sits at the base of a mountain. That mountain shares its name with the city and with the school, Juneau. But it has other names.
Yadaakatle is an ancient name. So it's not as if Mount Juneau was always called Mount Juneau.
Barbara Kediente Nelson is the Indian Studies Program Director for the Juneau School District. She believes names have power. They connect people and places. And that ancient mountain name she mentioned, Yadaakatle. For more than a year, a group of people has worked to connect it to another place, Juneau Douglas High School. The push was led by students, like senior Arias Hoyle.
Yadaakatle. Yadaakatle. Even though it's the name of Mount Juneau, it does not mean Mount Juneau. It means beautifully adorned face.
Hoyle says student support for the Tlingit name was widespread at his school. To prove it, he collected signatures from around 70 students of diverse backgrounds. Elders and leaders representing the Akkwan and Takukwan approved the choice of Yadaakatle. They offered the name as a gift to the high school after meeting with students and district staff last April. Tlingit elder David Katzik was one of the leaders at that meeting. He graduated from Juneau Douglas High School in 1962. Katzik says Yadaakatle is open to interpretation. One of the things it means is coming home. Imagine you're on your way back from a long trip, hunting or fishing. Stormy waters. You're in a small canoe. Waves are crashing.
And sometimes the people in the boat would feel like maybe we're not going to make it. And they'd be working together, wooching. Someone might see the mountain and say, Yadda at Kasle Awatuwateen, Yadda at Kasle Tuwateen. We see that beautiful face of a mountain. Yadda at Kasle Yadda at Kasle. That mountain is just getting more beautiful all the time.
Kediente Nelson says using Tlingit names can be a step toward healing from a painful history. One that has been marked by violent cultural suppression of the Native community. The name, though, is for everyone.
The restoration and bringing it back to life, though it's always been there, it's meaningful to not just the Native people of this region, but I believe to the majority of this community.
On Tuesday night, the Juneau School Board voted to make Yadaakatle an official part of Juneau Douglas High School's name. It won't happen overnight. Some things, like a new sign out front, will take time and, more importantly, money. But some things, like the school's website, will be updated quickly. Hoyle was at the school board meeting when the name was accepted. The vote was unanimous, and it earned a standing ovation from an unusually large audience. The board members joined in.
So, how do you feel?
I feel confident. I think it's going to be empowering.
Hoyle plans to graduate in May. When he does, he hopes his diploma will name him a graduate of Juneau Douglas High School, Yadaakatle. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.